slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1970. The K&B Time Machine stops in the second week of December, 1970. What were things like on the coast side back then? We'll check in the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review. Supervisors banned motorcycle races at Half Moon Bay Airport, a request by the Coast Riders Motorcycle Club for use of the airport for motorcycle events was denied by the county supervisors because of noise concerns of wear and tear on the runway and pavement. And $195 stolen from register at nursery center. A till tapper took $195 from the garden center on Highway 92 on the outskirts of Half Moon Bay. A thief removed cash from the register while the owners were waiting on customers. And Sea Scouts organized at Pillar Point. Sea Scouts, ship number 802, under the sponsorship of the Pillar Point Boat Owners Association, held their first meet at the Harbor Master's office. Any boys from 14 to 21 may join. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. If you have family coming to the holidays and are short of room, you might want to consider having a family or friend stay at the Aristocrat Hotel right next door to the pub. If you come with an RV, take a look at the adjoining campground behind the pub and hotel. Everyone likes to stay where the food and drink are handy and no driving is needed. The entire setting is both kid-friendly and dog-friendly. Save some cooking by having everyone meet at the pub for lunch or dinner. Enjoy cozy atmosphere, games available for young and old alike. It's a win-win for your holiday visitors. Stay calm and celebrate on. We do hope you'll visit us soon at Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Camping. 1970, the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty goes into effect, having been ratified in the United Nations. Proposal of a treaty to prevent further spread of the creation of nuclear weapons. Natural disasters are taking a toll with an earthquake in Peru killing 67,000 people and a cyclone in Bangladesh claiming 500,000 deaths. The Concorde passenger plane makes its first supersonic flight, while the Boeing 747 makes its first commercial passenger trip to London, and the voting age in the United States is lowered to 18. Meanwhile, 100,000, mostly young people, demonstrate in Washington, D.C. against the Vietnam War, and President Nixon launches an Operation Menu, in which American B-52s bombers carpet bomb the eastern side of Cambodia in an effort to take out the North Vietnamese supply routes running through the country. What is the cost of living like in 1970? A postage stamp is 6 cents. Average monthly rent is $140. Apples are 4 pounds for 59 cents. Dog food, 12 cans for $1. And gas to get you to the grocery store is 36 cents a gallon. Popular films include MASH, Patton, and Honor Majesty's Secret Service. In popular music, the largest ever rock festival is held on the Isle of Wight, with 600,000 attending, including Jimi Hendrix, The Who, The Doors, and Chicago. This group hails from Motor City, Detroit. Their first hit was in 1960, and now 10 years later, they are still turning out number one hits. Here's Smokey Robinson and The Miracles with The Tears of a Clown.
Don't let
last time this song was a hit was back in 1958. Glen Campbell brings it back to life and a number two on the AC charts. Here's It's Only Make-Believe.
People see us everywhere. They think you really care. But myself I can't deceive. I know it's only make-believe. My one and only prayer is that someday you'll care. My hopes, my dreams come true. My one and only you. No one will ever know how much I love you so. My only prayer will be someday you'll care for me. But it's only make-believe. My hopes, my dreams come true. My life I give for you.
Thanks for another Time Machine ride along. Until next week and another year, this is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.